The Ramban says pshat that the Midrashei Chazal discern here in the Smichas and Parshios a remez to mitzvahs hadlokas na Chanukah l'doros. So itachen that the Ramban's understanding of this Midrash is part of a part of a larger marocha. It actually converges with where we're holding in Yud Gimel Likarim, also in the Thursday Limud. The question is how mitzvos mechudoshos midu avonan don't violate the iser bal tosef. So meaning, let's say when you have a gezeira d'rabbanan, so asum mishmeres the mishmarti, ushmarti mishmarti, asum mishmeres the mishmarti. See, it's clear that it's not a mitzvah mechudesh as midrabbanan, it's a hachokah midrabbanan from the Issa Torah. But what about, how do you understand mitzvahs midrabbanan? So the Rambam has in the Hagdama to the Yad, after he lists the Taryag mitzvahs, so he writes that Yesh mitzvahs acheros, v'yesh mitzvahs acheros, sh'nischadshu acha matan Torah, v'kovu osan nevi'en v'chachamim v'poshtu v'chol Yisrael, k'gon mikru megillah v'nei Chanukah, v'taynis tishuva v'yadayim v'erivin. Kol elu, skipping a few words, kol elu ha-mitzvah sh'nischadshu Chayovim ona lekablam ulashamram, right? Double lashon lekablam, to recognize the authority of Chazal to have instituted these mitzvahs, to be mekabel, and then lashamram, and then practically to fulfill the mitzvahs. Shenem alasosim mikol adov v'chulu. Ve'enum tosefus al mitzvahs haTorah. Ve'al ma hisira Torah lasosef lasigra. Shelo yanavi va shai lechadish dava v'loma shakadosh baruch hu tzivav b'mitzvah zol lehosif al mitzvah satorah o lechaser achas me'ela sheish me'asu shlosh esrei mitzvahs. So initially, the Rambam says that one factor which differentiates what would violate bal tosef from derabbanans is that the chachamim is bal tosef is only if the new mitzvah, alleged new mitzvah, is attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So someone will claim that he received the nevuah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that to add the following mitzvah to the minyan taryag. Aval em hosifu bezden im novi shiyah ba'oso azman. Derech mitzvah, derech takona, o derech horo, o derech gezerah. Ein zot tosefe, sh'arei lo omer sh'akadosh baruch hu tziva lasos eri v'likros ha'megillah ba'onasa. So the mitzvos mechudashos, Chazal do not attribute them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ilu omrochem, if they would have, ha'yim asifin al ha'Torah. Elekach anu omim. But now the Rambam is going to add a second stipulation also for derabbanans to steer clear of Baal Tosef. Shehanavim im bezdin tiknu v'tzivu likros ha'megillah ba'onasa. Again, reiterating the first point, that it's Nevi'im in Bezdin who were Mesaken and Mitzavet, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevi'im in Bezdin Tiknu V'tzivu Likros HaMegillah Ba'onasa Kedei Lahazkir Shvachim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Uchuos She'osa Lanu V'hayakarov L'shu'enu Lashon Shava, to cry out. Kedei levarchu lahalalo, ukedei lahodiyah ledoros habayim, she'emes man sheftichonu b'atorah, ki migagodol shelo Elohim kov me'lov, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elov. So the truth is, it's true of everything the Rambam mentioned, but just it's simpler to discern it. So we'll focus on the kedei lahodiyah ledoros habayim, she'emes man sheftichonu b'atorah. The Rambam says that mitzvahs kriyas ha-Megillah comes to bolster our belief in the Torah's promise, the Torah's guarantee of the koach of tefillah v'tzibur, of mika Hashem Elokeinu v'chol kareinu elav. That's what we're supposed to see in the story of the Megillah. How everything turns around based on the Lech Knosis Kol HaYehudim, based on the Tfilas HaKlal, and that it was a fulfillment of the Torah's guarantee of Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. Or in other words, what this Rambam stipulates is that in order for a Durabonon to, again, steer clear of Val Tosef, it has to be delineated as such. It's a takana. It's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But number two, it also has to link up with something min HaTorah. It has to be intended to. It has to be designed to either safeguard or facilitate or bolster or reinforce something in the Torah. And that's why it's not Bal Tosef, because it's not independent. Mitzvah's matzah is not there to bolster Netilas Lulav. Netilas Lulav is not there to bolster Hanochas Tefillin. To be a mitzvah means it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. There's no such thing as a Drabanan, which is freestanding. There's no such thing as, it would be a good idea to have people people light a Hanukkah licht to remember the miracle of Hanukkah. No, what is it in the Torah that says that that's a value? If there's something in the Torah that says that that's a value, so then mitzvahs now Hanukkah is coming to facilitate that. It's coming to foster that. So that's the Rambam's answer for how the Rabbanans are not Bal Tosef. Is again because they satisfy two conditions. Number one, they're identified as such. That there's no, not only is there no representation made in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tziva, but in the contrary, no, Bezdin Tikna. And number two, that every Dravonan is there to protect or foster something min HaTorah. Case in point, Mikra Megillah. Again, the Rambam says more than one consideration, Mikra Megillah, but the one we're mentioning is Mikra Megillah is there to impress upon everyone that Emes Mashiv Tichanu B'Torah Mika Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. Now, when the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin deals with this same question. So he says, Bal Tosef doesn't apply to Bezdin, doesn't apply to Chazal, doesn't apply to the Sanhedrin. According to the Rambam, there's no exceptions. Bal Tosef applies to anyone and everyone. And again, it's for these two, the combination of these two factors that the Rabbanans are not Bal Tosef. But the Sanhedrin is subject to the Issa Bal Tosef as well. And the Rashba says, no. Rashba says, there's no Bal Tosef. The Lav Bal Tosef applies to Yechidim. It doesn't apply to the Sanhedrin. Now, the famous Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Dav Tazayin, how does the Baisa say that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imu Lefanai B'Rosh Hashanah Imu Lefanai Malchus Zechonas HaShofas? How does it associate the saying Pesukei Malchus Zechonas HaShofas with Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the Gemara later in Rosh Hashanah is explicit that the Pesukei Malchus Zechonas HaShofas are only Drabonim? So the Ritva says, because the pshat in Asmachta, the Ritva says, is not like the Rambam says that it's a mnemonic device, but an Asmachta means that the Torah provided a remez for Chazal that they should be mesakein such a mitzvah. That's what an Asmachta is. It's not pshuto shel mikra in the sense that the Torah was mitzava, and that it has the status and the chomer of a mitzvah d'oraisa, but it is something that's present in the psukim as heira Torah. The Torah looks to arouse the chachamim, to stimulate the chachamim, that they should be misakein. And in that sense, that's why it's sort of, that's what it means that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Im Lefonai, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided a remez to the chachamim that they should be misakein. That the Ritva and the Rajva are two sides of a coin. Meaning that according to the Ritva, so conceptually, mitzvahs d'Rabbanan really are new mitzvahs. But the reason they don't violate Baal Tosef is because the Torah told Chazal, hinted to Chazal, that they should be mesake in these mitzvahs. Which is, again, in which converges with the Rashba says that Baal Tosef doesn't apply to the Sanhedrin. So it's, again, it's two sides of a coin. What the Rashba says, the Rashba also is in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin, and the different. Rashba is responding to Tosef's kasha. Tosef asks that Omer Yitzchak, Lama Tokin Marin Chen Yoshvin, Lama Tokin Marin Chen Omdin. Why do we have both Tkirs de Meyushev and Tkirs de Meumad? So Tosfos asks, why isn't it a problem with Baal Tosef? And HaTorah were only mechuyav to blow 9 kolos. So how can we have Tkiyos de Meyushev and Tkiyos de Meumad? It's Baal Tosef. So Tosfos answers, it's not Baal Tosef to repeat a mitzvah. To expand the mitzvah or to invent a new mitzvah is Baal Tosef. But to repeat a mitzvah is not. To say that mitzvahs lulav should consist of 5 minim instead of 4 minim, so you're expanding a mitzvah. In Eretz Yisrael, to say that you should sleep in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres is expanding a mitzvah. To blow extra kolos is not expanding the mitzvah, it's repeating the mitzvah. The mitzvah is blow tkiya through tkiya 3 times, you blow it a 4th time, you blow it a 5th time, a 6th time, you're repeating the mitzvah. That's not about Tosef. The Rashba says, kushi meikar lesa. Tosef's kasha is not a kasha because what Chazal institute is not Baal Tosef. Why? Because l'chor, that's again the Rashba and the Ritva mashlim echad es hasheni, because the Torah itself provides an asmachta for the mitzvahs mechudashos. The Torah itself left a hint to the chachamim that they should introduce it. Yitachin that this whole approach to the Rabbanans is based on Midrash Shal Ramban. Because, again, you not only have our Ramban who finds a smach in the Torah for Ner Chanukah, but the Ramban later The Ramban later in Kiseitse Zohar Eis HaShah Osa L'cho HaMolek. For his karti hamedrash shadoshu bo b'sifra yochol b'libcha k'shu omer lo tishka charei shichcha salev amura ha'mani mekayim zocho shatei shana b'ficha v'lo yadati mahi ha'schira hazo b'peh im lo ma shenikra pashas ha'molek b'tzibor v'nimtzenu l'meiden min ha'tor v'shni ha'zochor v'yi yasmach l'mikri megillah min ha'tor. So it could be the pasuk of Zocher Eis HaShah Osa L'cho HaMolek and Lo Tishkach provides a smach for Mikra Megillah Min HaTorah. And L'cho, what the Ramban means by that means somewhere there has to be a smach for it. Maybe this is it. So you're talking again that this whole approach, again, that we have in the later Chachmei Sfarad, in the Rashba, in the Bidva, is really me based on Rosh Hashanah Ramban. That, again, the alternative to the Rambam's Havana of the Rabbanans. The Rambam's Havana of the Rabbanans is that they're not Baltasiv because they're not really independent mitzvahs. Because every mitzvah of the Rabbanan is really there to foster some mitzvah men HaTorah. And the Chachmei Sfarad say that mitzvahs of the Rabbanan are not Baltasiv because the Torah was Merames to Chazal, that they should add these mitzvahs. If the Torah was Merames to Chazal, they should add these mitzvahs, and obviously the Baal Tosef wasn't intended for this. And Yitachin, that's sort of the broader context to our Ramban here, the Gabi Nechanakeh. Okay, we'll stop here.